This week in the podcast for New All Age Comic Books, Casper, Looney Tunes, Scooby, Classic, Spider-Man, X-Men, Hilda, Star Wars, Avant-Gardes, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thanks for checking out the podcast this week for the New All Age Comic Books for the week of May 22nd. 2019, Trey here with Daddy Mojo. Let's talk Casper. A blast from the past. A blast from the spectral past, that is. American Mythology Productions has been doing some really cool new comics with some old properties. And Casper's Spooksville is one of the nice little miniseries they have now. This is issue 1 of 4. Who is going to like Casper? Well, everybody in theory, but they may demo out of it when they get to be about 9 or 10. A great example of this is that our 7-year-old digs Casper, but his 9-year-old brother does not. At least he doesn't when everybody's watching. I think if we turned our back to him and let him read whatever he wanted to, he would be okay with reading Casper's Spooksville. I mention all of this to demonstrate that Casper's Spooksville is going to demo young. So this is really one of those all-age comic books that you can get a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old. Obviously, you're not going to worry about the condition because they have 5-year-old digit strength and everything. They're going to rip it apart. They're going to bend the pages. Boo-hoo. But they're going to love it. They're going to like the jokes. And it'll have some nice sight words. Mom and Dad, you read it with them. And everybody's happy. And this is a fun little mini-series from American Mythology Productions. It is Casper's Spooksville. And it's fun stuff. It really is classic. Another one that is great for the young kids is this comic book, Looney Tunes. The classics. It's issue 249. Great series from DC Comics. Only $2.99. We've been reading this comic since issue number 1. Back in the 90s. Comes out every other month. The vocabulary might be a little too complex for those 5-year-old kids, but obviously any kid can look at the visual gags, the illustrations, and love them. A 7-year-old should be able to read it without any issue, and it is fun stuff that is one of the go-to comic books for any age, ages 6 and up. Check it out. It's Looney Tunes from DC Comics. Another one. This is that week where DC Comics has the two great all-age comic books in the same week, Scooby-Doo Team-Up. Now, this is issue 48. There are two Scooby-Doo titles out there that DC Comics has. This is the one that hooks up the Mystery Incorporated with some heroes, or in this case, some villains. The Rogues Gallery kind of kicks in and says, help us, help us, help us. And for only $2.99, you will love this comic, and you can pick up any issue of this and be thoroughly entertained. Scooby-Doo Team-Up. This is one of the comic books you can pick up any issue, and kids will love it. Our 9-year-old has been reading this one since issue number 1. I'm noticing a pattern here, and he's only missed a couple of issues that he has promptly asked me to locate at the local comic book store, which we shall this week, hopefully. Scooby-Doo Team-Up, issue 48. The Secret Life of Pets. This movie came out of nowhere when it was initially released. The sequel comes out this summer. The Secret Life of Pets 2. And to, I guess, commemorate, to say, hey, look at this. We're more than a movie. They've got a new comic book miniseries from Titan Comics. Titan Comics has some really cool all-age comics. They also do the Doctor Who comics for those slightly older audiences. But if you're in elementary school, check out this one. It's the Secret Life of Pets comic book, and it's going to be a miniseries. Fabulous stuff featuring all the pets that you know and love from the movie. And they're drawn just a little more, Warhol-ish than they are in the film. It's still obviously the same characters, but it's not. They're not identical. So in other words, you can tell this is a comic book and not some digital reprint or digital screenshot from animation. And that's what makes it different from that series. What's the... Oh, Ladybug and Cat Noir. That's what it is. Ladybug and Cat Noir, the television show and the comic book, it's almost shot for shot. Like they took it, they transposed it from the cartoon, from the animated series, whatever, and put it on print. This is very different. The Secret Life of Pets. It looks great, and it's only $3.99. Kids, who will love this? You know what? We took, when the movie came out last time, wow, we took kids as young as 6 to see it. So I would even say kids 6 and up will dig this one from Titan Comics. There really isn't a category for this next, these next couple of comic books, just because they defy categorization. And I call them life comic books, not because they harken back to some overpriced, larger-than-life magazine that documented war and 60s rebellion, but because they're about life. They're not really funny, they're not really full of adventure, but they're good quality books. Check out these two. This is Riverdale, Season 3, and this is from Archie Comics Publications. Who is going to be down with these life comics, especially Riverdale, Season 3? This is Season 3, Issue 3, so it's the third year they've been kicking on this. I'll say middle school kids who want real-life drama with just a soft touch, as well as those people who like the Riverdale show on the CW. So that's kind of a broad net. It's really going to appeal to boys as much as girls, as long as you like the show. If you like the vibe of the show on Riverdale, you'll dig this comic book. If you don't, it's not your cup of tea. But if you don't, check out this one. And maybe you're more of a jock, and maybe you like sports, a jock. You know, jocks for boys, jocks for girls. If you like sports, whatever. Check out this one, The Avant-Guards. Now this is, hey, I love the title of this. It's The Avant, A-V-A-N-T, Guards. And it's a comic book about basketball. Do you get the pun now? Very subtly tongue-in-cheek. The comic description for this one, issue number 5, and this one is the Avant-Guards have been on a roll when it comes to their newly formed athletic coalition, and Charlie has been getting more comfortable with their new teammates, but when they hit the end of their winning streak, what's going to happen to their friendship? Who knows? Fence. Did you like Fence? The comic book also from Boom Studios? That was fun stuff. This is kind of in that same vein, except this is more about basketball. It may appeal more to girls than boys just because it's about a girls' basketball team. But it's going to be great stuff for those kids in middle school, maybe upper elementary, that are looking for something to read, but maybe they're not ready for some types of books. And the content in The Avant-Guards is not going to be adult, but it's not really going to be kid stuff either. So that's why I say maybe middle school, upper elementary, and up. Check it out. Also this week, if you're down with the Avant-Guards, you can collect the first 4 issues in the miniseries in trade paperback. It's a trade paperback volume 1 Avant-Guards. It retails for $14.99. Great, I say. We loved this series when it came out. And for some kids, it's going to be new. Some kids, it's going to be a classic. And for some parents, it's going to be, hey, I've already got this, but look at this. It's a new reprinting of it. Superman. This is the trade. Not Superman. Easy there. Easy there, buddy. Spider-Man. This is a trade paperback, The Sinister Six. This collects The Amazing Spider-Man 334 to 339 and the annual number 1. It's rated T, which is Marvel's ratings. Forget about it. This is going to be great for ages 8 and up. And this is the classic Sinister Six. When you heard about the failed movie ideas that Sony was trying to do regarding the Sinister Six, this is kind of where it all stems from, where it features 6 of Spidey's biggest and best or weirdest supervillains. This is fun stuff. You've got Dr. Octopus, Mysterio, Sandman, Vulture, Electro, and Kraven all trying to hunt down Spidey. It's not as good as Maximum Carnage for our money, but it's still a very good series and a very good storyline from a superhero that kids, boys or girls, really identify with. If you think of a superhero who kids like and who kids want to read about, it's Spider-Man, hands down, to an extent, Superman. But superhero-wise, Spidey has cornered the market on kids, and that really surprised me when I started to hang out more in the elementary school with my sons, and just to hear all the kids talk about Spider-Man. So he's all the rage on the playground. Check this one out. It retails for $20, but if you buy it through some of the links, it'll cost you $17 for a great classic story that will be appropriate for those kids in middle, elementary school, and up. Appropriate for anybody, to an extent, is Star Wars. This Star Wars miniseries is going to be great for those upper elementary students and older, but it's so unique because it trumpets the opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which is the new addition to what used to be the Disney MGM Hollywood Studios in Orlando, Florida. It's a comic book side story for a real-life theme park that's opening. Crazy! But the art in this is beautiful, and it's just weird enough to say, you know what? I kind of like it. And the other Star Wars, the main Star Wars branch of comic books, I can take them or leave them. The miniseries, though, I get these, man. For some reason, I guess it's because it's not as high of a commitment for me. And that's one thing I really like that some publishers do with some of their series and some of their characters. They do really great miniseries, and they just call it like a six or a five shot or a four shot, whatever, and then they do something else, as opposed to having a long, ongoing thing. That's difficult. So for you comic creators that create those things, and you're in issue number 75 and you're trying to slog out a story, man, that's a tough gig. Doing a great job. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Check this out, because you're jumping in at issue 205, and science fiction fans, Star Wars fans, you will dig it for sure. Now, this is for those people, those parents, I'm looking at you, who think that comic books are not real literature. These are two books that will appeal to the comic book soul. First off is this one. Did you watch season one on Netflix for this? Hilda? Wow. We've been fans of the Hilda books from Fly Knight Books for a couple of years. Really beautiful. And what was really surprising was the show on Netflix. It captured the soul and the heart of what made Hilda such a great book, and it put it into a series, so much so that our then 8-year-old loved it and was metaphorically screaming for the next series to come out on Netflix. So memo to Netflix, please get on it and chonk out season two. However, this book came out when that series came out. This is called Hilda and the Nowhere Space. And just point of clarification, this book here, Hilda and the Nowhere Space, is brand new, coming out this week, and it's more new adventures in print starring Hilda. So it's written, you're reading along. It's not the same format as the Hilda books from a couple years ago. This is a legit, I'll call it middle school? Nah. Upper elementary school book with a couple of illustrations. Maybe an illustration every third or fourth page. Maybe even every other page. But this is going to be mainly reading, and it's got the same vibe and the same stuff that people loved about Hilda, but it's in print, and it's great, and hopefully this is the harbinger that season two of Hilda is coming to Netflix really soon. Coming to movie theaters really soon is this one. And we saw the first one, back almost 18, 20 years ago, and we loved it. Since then, though, we haven't really been a fan of them in the movie theater. It's X-Men. And this is the X-Men novelization of the upcoming Dark Phoenix saga. This is adapted from the graphic novel that was the basis for the story that's coming out in movie theaters this summer. Check it out. It's the one where Jean Grey pilots a shuttle through the space flare. Something goes awry, and the Phoenix that has previously killed everyone it's come into contact with is now inhabiting Jean Grey. Wow, the Black Queen is born. Who is going to dig this? It's a book, so they're going to have to read it, but who's going to like it? Are those kids that don't want to read comic books because either they can't because their parents won't let them read comic books because they have too many illustrations. I know it sounds weird to say that, but some parents are like that. And that's cool. This is a great book, though. So even our 9-year-old would like this. And he's not really down with the X-Men, per se. And having said that, the vocabulary in this one may be a little too advanced for him, but just slightly. If you have a 10-year-old that likes comics, likes action, likes good female protagonists, It really checks off all the boxes, and it's an upcoming movie. So they could see this, they could read this book, and then see the movie, and then get on the bandwagon early and say the book was better. It's a novel of the Marvel Universe, X-Men, The Dark Phoenix Saga. Would you please share this podcast with anybody who you think could benefit from a nice all-age comic book? Feel free to tag what you're reading with hashtag DaddyMojo. Tag us on Twitter and we'll say hello right back.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.